Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
This is Rock the Flock on 89.7 WJHO and the Rock the Flock podcast for the week of Sunday, April 13th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock Radio? It is the home of Christian independent artists. Now they can have their music played every week, and you can sit back and listen to an artist every week who joins the show, not just to bless us with their music, but to bless us with their testimony. And this week, I'm honored again to have a very special guest, Miss Rachel Jeanette. How are you doing?
I'm good, Greg. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, I couldn't believe, you know, I reached out and you replied. And like I told you, I know God sends, this is his show. So you are here for a purpose. And I can't wait to get into the interview to hear what God has in your heart.
Awesome.
We'll be right back with Miss Rachel Jeanette right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. I hope you enjoyed really the first song that kicks our show off every week. That song is, yes, you're hearing it right, 25 years old. But it is Are You Ready? And I hope you're ready this week for my very special guest, Miss Rachel Jeanette. Rachel, again, thank you for taking the time. Thank you for responding. Thank you for everything. And now it's time to just sit back in this show and watch God go to work. So who is Rachel Jeanette?
Yeah, Greg, thanks again for having me. So I started out in music when I was 4 years old. My parents were very quick to put me in lessons, and I'm so thankful for them encouraging excellence my entire life. And I actually signed my first deal when I was 11 years old with Spring Hill Records. And I was in a little group called Songtime Kids, which you can still find on Spotify. And that kind of skyrocketed me into the music industry at a young age. I started touring with some well-known Christian artists and getting the chance to open for them at just 15. And then shortly after, I started acting, which was a surprise for me, and getting to do a lot of work for Lifeway and for churches and for Sunday school TV shows, per se. And I went to college for music, graduated with a degree in music from a local university here in Nashville. And in my senior year of college, I booked a small role in the series most people may know, The Hunger Games.
Wow.
Which launched me into the acting world. And I spent about 2 years doing quite a few movies, doing professional stunts. And then I decided to move back to Nashville and truly pursue my other true love, which was music. And shortly after that, I released a Christmas EP, followed by my first worship EP, and then my first self-titled EP in 2023, and was super thankful for how that landed at the top 10 spot on iTunes. And now I am releasing at least 6 songs this year. That's probably my big announcement for the show today. And my first one, Turn, just came out last night, and I am already overwhelmed at the reactions I've gotten from it.
Well, I hope that this is the first radio show that we'll be able to play that song.
Yes, that would be awesome.
That would be cool, because I think coming up in the show, we have the song, Thank You for Sending It, and you'll be able to tell us a little more about it and intro it.
Great.
And I sit back, and now that, you know, I get to hear what God has done in your life, I tease the guest all the time that, you know, we'll put a star on the sidewalk, But literally for you, yes, you need a star on the sidewalk outside the studio.
You know, I always say, like, I am just truly honored to be a vessel, and the Lord can use you wherever you are, whether you are in film, whether you are working a job that you don't want to, whether you're working your dream job. Just be a light for Jesus and shine for him, whether you're even at the grocery store checking out, or if you see someone on the side of the street that you feel like needs prayer. Never miss the chance to show the light of Jesus to who's in front of you.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, we'll be right back with Miss Rachel Jeanette right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in, whether you're on the airwaves of 89.7, the Inspiration Station, or you're tuned in online at radioalabama.net. You can find WJHO, or you can go to 897WJHO.org. However you are, thank you for listening. And thank you for tuning in this week, because, like I always say, it's time for me to get the popcorn, sit back, and watch the show, because we have a superstar online with us this week, Miss Rachel Jeanette. All right, Miss Rachel, this is my favorite part of the show, but this one and the next one are. Because this one, before we get to the music part of it, we have to take a step back in why we're doing anything we do, because we walk with the Lord and we walk with his word. And I think you've brought a verse to the show.
Yes. Amen, Greg. So the verse that I brought to the show today is part B of Esther 4:14. And that is, who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. And it brings me back to this idea of David and Esther, and how God had this amazing idea to see what's inside of the people that aren't necessarily qualified in the Bible. And I think when we can hand him our loaves and fishes, he can feed the 5,000. And he doesn't ask for us to come to him having it all together. He asks for us to come broken, to come hungry, to come needing him, because we are all sinners that need a savior. And perhaps today someone is listening and you don't really know the next step in your life. And I want to tell you, if you walk with Jesus, it is for such a time as this. He will position you. He will put you in places you'll never dream of. And it's all because you're walking and choosing to turn to him.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, because that's absolutely right. Because who did Jesus go to in the Bible? Who was it that he went off the beaten path to go see? It wasn't perfect people. It wasn't the ones that their life was seemed all together, even though none of our lives are all together. It was the ones that were broken. And what did he do? Did he fix everything? No. Does he fix everything when he comes in our lives? No. But he gives us a path, you're right, and a plan. And when we fall, we can only fall as far as our knees when we have him.
Amen.
So thank you for reminding us that whoever's listening, whatever they're going through, and if they don't think, you know, because some people's days are long, really long, because they drag on. They have the weight of the world on them. And the chains, the garbage, the trash, that all comes with it. But there's an answer. And someone who, where if no one that can see that wants them, there is one that wants them. And he went to the cross for them. So,
yes.
So thank you and thank the Lord that he loves imperfect people. Because we'd be in a world of trouble if he didn't.
Absolutely.
Well, all right. When we come back, we go to my second favorite segment, because when we come back, we're going to talk about your music and your brand new song, Turn. We'll be right back with Miss Rachel Jeanette right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week, Miss Rachel Jeanette. If you've missed the interview to this point, you can jump on radioalabama.net. You can download our app, go to podcast. You can go out on Spotify, look up Rock the Flock, and you'll get the full interview starting tomorrow, Monday, around 1-2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. That podcast will be out. But we're not done with it yet. You still got a little bit in you, Miss Rachel?
Of course. Awesome. Bring on the questions.
Awesome. Well, you have a brand new song, Turn. What inspired you to write the song?
Yes. So I sat down with two of my co-writers and friends, Karen and Leah, and when we were in actually my living room, I have a studio in my home, but I just felt like it that day, it just felt more of like a living room song. And we're sitting in here and I thought, every day we have to turn to Jesus. Of course, if you've been on a dark path, it's amazing when you turn back to Jesus. But it is also a daily practice of turning to Him. So whether you are, as the lyric says at the beginning, feeling like you're at the end of the rope or feeling like you have nothing left in you and you truly just need to turn your life back to God, or even perhaps just as simple as you lost your temper yesterday. You're walking with Jesus, but you lost your temper with your spouse or your child or your dog, or perhaps even just let something happen in your life where you recognize it as sin. It's the constant idea of turning and facing Jesus and choosing Him. And so Turn is truly inspired by wherever you are in life, turning and choosing Him. And based on the scripture in Acts that says, repent and turn and your sins will be wiped away. And that's what inspired our song.
And it's cool because it's coming out at the perfect time of the year too, because you can also picture Jesus on the cross and the two thieves next to Him. And like, I don't get into doctrine with pastors or people, over baptism, or I know what we need to do, but at that scene, one of the thieves, all he had to do was turn.
Yes.
And he did. And,
yes.
And neither was he baptized, neither was he, did he live a life worthy of it? No, he did not. He did none of the check the box, the Christian box that we have in this world today. He turned to Jesus.
Yes.
So what an amazing song. It's something that is so easy for us to do, that we do. We have to turn to Jesus, and we have to turn and face those things that we're doing. And we have to turn and get them away from us. Whether it's a thing or a person, that's one of the hardest things I've talked to people about. A lot of times when you turn to Jesus, you have to turn to people and you have to let them go. Because the Bible says iron sharpens iron. And if you don't surround yourself with people that make you better, you're in trouble.
Yes, that's such a good word, Greg.
Well, why don't you do us the honor and intro that song for us?
Okay. Hi, my name is Rachel Jeanette, and you are listening to Turn on Rock the Flock Radio.
What an amazing show this week on Rock the Flock Radio. If you could listen between recordings and get to hear the wisdom of our guest this week, the abundance of blessing that God has put on her life. I know she is super busy, but I thank Miss Rachel Jeanette for coming on the show.
Because Rachel, thank you for having me.
Because I said that, you know, this spirit you have about you and the Holy Spirit that runs through you, to be able to touch me, to touch our listeners. So before we get into how people can connect with you, can I say a prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this show, Lord. I pray that you take it to where you want it to be. Lord, thank you again for opening the door this week to Miss Rachel. God, I ask that you continue to bless her, to continue to protect her, to continue to provide the path, Lord. And Lord, on that path, send those, Lord, that are in your will to help her. And only open doors, Lord, that you deem fit for your purpose. God, be with her and bless each and every step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, Miss Rachel. Yeah. Now, how can people connect with you?
So I feel like I do the most on my Instagram, which is, sorry for the long username, y'all, in advance, but it is @Rachel_Jeanette_official. And the only reason I have that is I've had so many people pretend to be me over the years and they are not me. And I want you to reach the real me.
That's what happens when you get so big. You have to go. That's what it is.
I don't know about that, but my TikTok is @RachelJeanetteMusic, and you can find me on my Facebook just searching my name, Rachel Jeanette, and I'm also on Google, Amazon, and YouTube on all platforms.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for being a part of Rock the Flock this week.
Thank you so much, Greg, and thanks for playing Torn.
That's Rachel Jeanette on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.